Welcome to the Geeks Addict Podcast. In this episode, talking a little bit about Star Wars, Indiana Jones books, and some other stuff. So I sat down to do a YouTube video, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to extend this out a little bit for the podcast and not let that podcast, what do you call it, feed rot. I don't want it to rot. I want to utilize it. I want to put out more content there on a more regular basis with some exclusive content, and that's what I plan on doing through this year, 2022. I got a lot of reviews that are going to be coming at you. Star Wars, I'm going to do another horror novel in October, I'm sure, maybe beforehand. It depends on which author comes, you know, there's a few authors that I like that do horror, and when they come out with a book, I'm going to review it. And I know two of them might be having a book come out this year, so there might be two horror novel reviews this year. I want to step up the reading game and read more than just Star Wars. It's complicated because there's so many Star Wars books that are out and are all coming out this year. We've got a lot of the expanded universe books being reprinted. There's more Star Wars content, you know, the new stuff that's just constantly coming out. So I'm going to try to spread the stuff out throughout the year and make sure that I put a podcast episode up with all that stuff. You know what I mean? I'm going to try to put exclusive content up here as well. So not everything on YouTube will be here. There'll be special stuff here that won't be on YouTube. And of course, there's probably going to be special stuff on YouTube that there won't be here for the year 2022. So we're going to try it out. We're going to see how it goes. And hopefully it'll be fine, which I'm sure it will be. So I ordered a new microphone on Amazon, this bundle. It was like a great deal. It's the same microphone. I didn't upgrade to something different. It's the Blue Yeti microphone, USB connection. It came with some stuff. I got tired of like coming to my desk to shoot a video and hit record and oh, there's no microphone because my wife took it to do some audio for her video. So I'm like, I'm tired of this. Got to get my own. So this deal, it's like $129 for the microphone and it came with some accessories. It's this Nox gear, came with a pop filter, the Yeti microphone shock mount, and a desktop boom arm microphone stand. I'm kind of upset though because the accessories showed up, but the microphone did not. So I'm still using my older one, but yeah, very irritating to get that package. Like, oh, your item has been delivered, to open the box to find the main piece missing, the microphone. So that's irritating. But I got the stand all hooked up and put my old mic on the arm. It's pretty cool. I like it. I dig it. Hopefully it all sounds great, but I got it because I want to have good podcasting abilities. I want to be able to sit here with a microphone on my desk, and when I hit my desk, it doesn't make a big banging sound, because I know that's very annoying and frustrating, and the mic's set low on the table. Now it's like right in my face, so hopefully it sounds okay, and it's not annoying, but yeah. Blue Yeti, that's what I've been using, that's what I'm going to continue to use, and do more podcasting. So let's get into the episode, the stuff that I shot for YouTube and decided, you know what, I'm going to throw it on the podcast. So let's get to it, right after this little break. There are some changes that are going to be made around here. What those are exactly, I don't feel comfortable saying, just because I've said things in the past that didn't happen, such as the Harry Potter reviews. I said, oh, I'm going to review all of the Harry Potter books. That didn't happen because I didn't get finished with them. Reviews have been written, a couple. I just need to record stuff, but that's later on down the road, if I even stick with that. Maybe that'll just be the Geeks Addict podcast review. Something, I don't know, because, yeah, I plan on doing more podcasting type stuff, as well as keeping things here on YouTube. Some content might be going away, we'll see. But Star Wars stuff, that's staying. Keeping that here, not gonna stop with the Star Wars. So, speaking of Star Wars, Tusken Reader, that's my other YouTube channel. It's also a podcast. It's primarily a podcast, but I do film it and, you know, post those here to YouTube. So you could subscribe over there, which I highly recommend that you do. It just hit over 50 subs. That makes me happy. Thank you if you are a subscriber here and over there. I appreciate that very much. The difference is, that's like a project channel. I just want to do one topic, and that is Star Wars only. I just, you know, recently got Star Wars, The Fallen Star. I read it. I reviewed it. Posted a review here on the Geeks Addict. Posted a review over on Tusken Reader. 6-minute review here on the Geeks Addict. it turned out to be like 13 or 14 minutes over on Tuscan Reader. A lot of the, I have other comments that I make. It's extended. It's an expanded review, if you will. So more in-depth, I guess you could say. Not really in-depth reviews, but just expanded reviews. Other Star Wars content that won't find its way here. Like when I talk about Darth Tenebris making an appearance in The High Republic. You need to go check out that video over on Tuscan Reader. Probably going to do some live streams over there sometime this year. That might be a goal. Maybe have some guests come on again this year. It started last May. Doesn't feel like that, but this year going to put out a lot more material. More fun things happening over there on Tuscan Reader. Can't wait to get into it. But guys, checked my email over the weekend and learned that Disney Lucasfilm Press did send me digital copies of Midnight Horizon by Daniel Jose Older and Mission to Disaster by Justina Ireland. Those are the YA and young reader books for the High Republic, this final wave for Phase 1. So, wrapping up the High Republic with those two books, and then we'll be moving into Phase 2. I haven't been a fan of the YA books, so hopefully Daniel Jose Older will let me enjoy this one, because I have enjoyed the young reader books, though, but the YA, hopefully that'll change. Other Star Wars books have come out, like this. This book includes stickers. Star Wars The High Republic Showdown at the Fair. So, the Republic Fair is what that's referencing, and you got Buriaga right there. We've got this novelization of The Mandalorian Season 2. This is a junior novel. So there are black and white photos from the film in... No, they're not black and white. They are actual color photos of clips from the series. But then we've also got this World of Reading Level 2 book. It's a kid's book. Kids learn how to read. This is about Star Wars monsters. Galaxy of Creatures. And then we have Star Wars The High Republic. Of course, I mentioned this previously when this book came out. But we've got Edge of Balance Volume 1. It's a manga. I read it. And I kind of enjoyed it. I actually did. It's about this character, Lily, on this one planet, which I can't recall the planet. I didn't write out the review like I should have. But this Jedi Knight and her master go to this planet where there's refugees there. And they're trying to help everybody be established, make sure, you know, keep them protected. Because the Nile are believed to be defeated. But the Drengir are alive and well. And they go crazy on this little village. And they're actually pretty terrifying in this Edge of Balance story. As, you know, the YA books, they're not. They're just a joke to me, that is. But in Edge of Balance, they come across really creepy and, very villainous, which is cool. But that's enough with the Star Wars stuff. So let's move on to another topic. I've got a stack of books in front of me, and I want to show you what they are. But first, a huge, huge shout out to Adam from Bryant VRM and Red 5 Reviews. If you have not checked out his content, please do so. Link in the description below. Bryant VRM, his vlogs, reviews, and more. He talks about all sorts of stuff from, you know, Star Wars, comic books, other novels. He has a lot of great content over there. Last month, he reviewed every Spider-Man movie. Also, Spider-Man comics. He has a lot of cool stuff over there. You need to go check him out. And over on his Red 5 Reviews, all Star Wars content. Awesome stuff. Go check him out. Really good guy. He sent me out pretty much all of these books. There's only one that I purchased. I don't remember which one that was. I don't even know the order of these books yet. But first, I'm going to show you what he gave me when he went on his vacation to Disneyland or Disney World. I don't know. But it's Indiana Jones pin. It's an Indiana Jones pin. It says Indiana Jones Adventure. And on the back, you can see the little Mickey ears, Mickey head silhouette there for the back of the pin. So let's get to these books. Only magic can save Indy in his most dangerous adventure yet, Indiana Jones and the White Witch by Martin Caden. Up next, death is in his future when Indy sets out to unlock the mystery of the ages. Indiana Jones and the Secret of the Sphinx by Max McCoy. An ancient oracle, a scheming temptress, and a budding young archaeologist named Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones and the Peril at Delphi by Rob McGregor. The Pagans of Britain Live and Indy Jones Must Die by Rob McGregor. We have Indiana Jones and the Dance of the Giants. This one is a thrilling, brand new, all-original indie adventure, Indiana Jones and the Army of the Dead, by Steve Perry. Death to the Defiler of the Hidden Realm, Death to Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones and the Interior World by Rob McGregor. Okay, this next one. Okay, wow. Indiana Jones and the White Witch. Duplicate. So, that was the first book that I said in this little book stack. So, gonna have to go trade this one in for a different Indiana Jones books. There's a couple more that I need to get. Because I don't have all of them. But I will get them all. Indy Jones thought his adventuring career was all washed up until Indiana Jones and the Genesis Deluge. It's by Rob McGregor. To possess it meant power, to seek it meant death. Indiana Jones and the Unicorn's Legacy by Rob McGregor. Indy's a prisoner of a tribe who can control his mind. Indiana Jones and the Seven Veils by Rob McGregor. And the last one in this stack, Indy takes to the sky to stop a deadly rain of death, Indiana Jones and the Sky Pirates by Martin Caden. Again, thank you so much, Adam, from Brian VRM and Red 5 Reviews. Go check out his content, please. Awesome dude, has some great content. Check out Paper Movies and Novelization Book Club, where me, Adam, and Jeremy from Stupid Chainsaw Productions all get together and talk about a novelization each month, which some things are going to be mixed up this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. There will be a video about that later on this month on the Paper Movies Novelization Book Club channel. And also, it'll be converted over to a podcast episode so that the listeners there will know what's happening. So, sneak peek for the Paper Movies. We're going to be doing a lot of podcast-exclusive material, so go subscribe to the podcast as well as the YouTube channel because there's going to be some exclusive content on both of those media outlets. And of course, I got to mention it one more time, Tusken Reader, all Star Wars content. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Go check out the podcast. Of course, the YouTube channel and the podcast are going to be the same. It's all the same content. On the YouTube channel, I take clip outs of the full episode and, you know, separate it out. But things are going to be different over there this year as well as they are over here. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see what this year brings us. Going to have some Bible reviews. Started those a long time ago and never followed through on all of those reviews. So I got to get that out there because love Jesus, love Star Wars, I love reading. Novelizations are great. Can't wait to get into these Indiana Jones books. Can't wait to get back into the James Bond books that I never finished. I've got the whole series, and I never finished reading them. So, same with a lot of other books that I have that I just haven't been able to get to finish. So, hopefully that all changes this year, and it's going to be a great year with a lot of great content. Well, that does it for this episode of the Geeks Addict Podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for more. Subscribe. Share it. See you around all over the internet. You know, social media at the Geeks Attic and thegeeksattic.com, which has been updated. It looks a lot nicer, smoother, cleaner. Guys, have a good one.